Good morning, everyone. Right. Sort that out. We've heard those words, haven't we? Be holy, because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. I wonder what your thoughts are when you think of a holy person. Maybe you think of Christians who seem to be very spiritual. They pray a lot, they know their Bible, and they seem to live lives that are untainted by the world. Morally, their lives are pure. And a lot of human effort has gone into achieving their holiness. They're careful not to get involved with anything that might taint them. They seem to be only concerned with things of a spiritual nature. Do you know anyone like that? However, this isn't what holiness is at all, and we'll see it's rooted in God's character and not in our own human effort. It's displayed through how we treat our neighbours and enemies. Holiness, then, is the radical expression of God's character in our everyday relationships. And it's a radical love that even extends to those who mistreat us. It means living in a way that looks like God. And we will see that holiness is public, it's practical, and it's relational. So Moses had the command in Leviticus, be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Holiness means being set apart from the standards of the world to reflect God's unique character. Our behavior is grounded in God's identity. And he says, I am the Lord. Holiness isn't about what we avoid. It's about who we resemble. We are Christ's ambassadors, and we represent him here on earth. Now, in our home group, we've been studying the Lord's Prayer. And we've been going through this lovely little book here by J. John. And if any of you, after I've spoken, I think some of, in the first service, some of the people came up to me and said they'd like a copy of it. And so I'm going to order some. So if anybody wants one, just let me know after the service. They're only £4 and I'm not getting a commission. Okay, but we've been studying the Lord's Prayer. And it's been a revelation to us. So often we say it, don't we, as if by rote. And I can remember as a child, I had a little ladybird book. And when I went to bed at night, I would say the Lord's Prayer. And on every page, there was a little bit. And there was a picture. There was a picture of a girl helping a blind man across a zebra crossing. I'm not quite sure what that was about. But maybe it was showing God's heart. Even this morning, we've heard God's heart is for the deaf and the blind and those with disabilities. And I'm so thankful for that because, you know, I've struggled with my hearing. And, you know, I'm thankful that this church also has a heart for the deaf, the blind with torch, and those with disabilities. We're all part of God's kingdom. So I used to read my little ladybird book and shut it and think, right, that's it, I've said my prayers. But I didn't really understand what it was about. And so often we do say it by rote. But I don't think any of us now, since we've started doing this, will see the Lord's Prayer in the same way again. We've come to see it as a template for how we should pray. How we should pray and how we should live our lives. And we've looked at hallowed be thy name, or may your name be kept holy. And we've seen that it means so much more than not just using God's name as a swear word or saying, oh my God, or OMG, as seems to be the thing now. It's more than that. It's more than misusing his name. We honor God's name by praising him and by how we live. If we call ourselves Christians, and that means little Christs, then the way we treat others and make decisions and speak to each other reflects on him. A holy God deserves holy lives. Not perfect, not polished, but set apart for him. It isn't about being flawless, it's about being mended by God's grace. And many of you have seen that lovely big plate that I have. I've used it in a talk before that I got at an auction. And it's a beautiful big charger plate, blue and white. And I was at Tring Auctions when we first moved to Aylesbury. And they held this plate up and nobody was bidding on it. And I thought, that plate is beautiful. I love that plate. I could envisage myself putting tomatoes and buffalo mozzarella and basil on it and handing it round to guests on this lovely plate. But no one was bidding on it. So when it came, I put my hand up and I got the plate. And I was so thrilled because I got it quite, well, say a bargain, but I had to pay for it and also pay the charges on top. So I went to collect my plate. When I went to collect it at the end, I looked at it and my heart sank because on closer inspection, somebody had dropped it and smashed it and it had all been filled in with glue. And it had been mended. And, you know, that plate has spoken to me so much about how God views us. And, you know, when he looks at us, just like I looked at that plate, he sees us as perfect. And, you know, he's the one that's glued us back together by his grace. We've been mended by God's grace. And that's how it is in our lives. That we have God's character and his grace. People should see that in us. So when we say, hallowed be your name, we don't just want to say he's holy. We want to live like it. And that's easier said than done, isn't it? If we're honest. This Christian life is very hard at times. However, help is at hand. And we have an instruction manual. And this is God's instruction manual on how to live the Christian life. It's full of very good advice. And without it, I don't think we can live the way which God intended us to be. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I decided I wanted a set of drawers for the bathroom. So off we went to Dunelm. And I should have known when we put this thing in the car that actually the box wasn't a set of drawers shaped box. It was a flat box. And when we got home, Steve unpacked it all on the kitchen table. There were about 15 bags of screws and raw plugs and all sorts. And